This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Escalated property prices across Australia make it more difficult for first home buyers to enter the market. But with government assistance, the dream of owning a home can become a reality. The First Home Owner Grant offers a chance to get a foot in the door earlier. Almost 20 years ago, Australia launched a national scheme to assist first-timers to get into a home of their own. Under the scheme, first home buyers who purchase or build a residential property to live in receive a one-off grant which is not means-tested. Stacey Yoro, who came to Australia from the Philippines, says the grant is important for her plans to buy a family home.
Yeah, so we have thought about it and we've read about it as well and researched about it. I know there is a first homeowner grant that the government provides.
The first homeowner grants differ between states, with amounts varying from $5,000 in some states to $26,000 in the Northern Territory. It's a welcome subsidy, says Gaurav Vaishnava, who migrated from India.
We were in a tight budget and we were looking a house that we can get first home buyer grant. We were paying over $2,000 per month as rent. So we were lucky that we got a home near Rooty Hill, and it was a townhouse and it was nicely built.
The First Home Owner Grant, or short FHOG, applies to new homes and apartments only, explains Sonia Acra from a legal firm in Parramatta.
Absolutely brand new, never lived in previously. And generally the builder or the developer will give you a letter to that effect.
To be eligible for the grant, applicants have to be over the age of 18 and Australian citizens or permanent residents. If the property is purchased jointly by two people, one of them must meet these criteria, says Raghdad Misho, a Melbourne real estate agent.
You have to be a resident, okay? You have to be a citizen or permit in Australia to get that grant. If you're a foreign, you can't get it. You have to be a Australian resident.
While the first homeowner grants differ in each state and territory, generally, recipients of the assistance are required to live in the property for a period of at least 6 consecutive months after the purchase. However, says Sonia Acra, the new home can also be rented out.
You have to live in it for a period of 6 months within 12 months. So you can rent it out for the first 6 months of the settlement, and then you have to live in it for 6 months after that for a period of 6 months within 12 months from the date of settlement.
There are different ways of applying for the FHOG, either by lodging the application personally through a relevant state authority or by asking the home loan provider to lodge the application. The grant is usually paid to the lender at the time of settlement and can be used to reduce the home loan or added to the deposit, which has to be saved up to purchase a property in the first place. But in the light of recent steep increases in house prices across Australia, Raghdad Misho admits that the FHOG has lost some of its appeal.
Given from the government to the first home buyer to help them and support them buy their first home, even though it's not a large amount of money, okay, but it still does help a bit.
Stacey Yoro agrees. However, she says a small grant is still better than nothing.
It is a good start and it is a good help, you know, than nothing, but will hardly make a dent. You still have a long way to go, really, to find that house that you want or to find that step that you want.
That's little consolation for Gaurav Vaishnava, who supports a wife and two children. He missed out on receiving the government assistance because the value of his new home rose in a short time above the New South Wales price limit to qualify for a first home owner grant. But Gaurav says he still received other benefits.
We missed out, but we got a stamp duty exemption because the property was less than $650.
Real estate agent Raghdad Misho acknowledges that some financially stressed first home buyers are breaking conditions of the grant by never living in their new property, but renting it out instead. He warns that those who do not comply with the rules will have to pay back the grant. The first home owner grant varies across Australia. In New South Wales, you can apply for a $10,000 first home owner grant for purchases of new homes up to $600,000. In Queensland, it's $15,000 for eligible first home buyers who are buying or building a new home up to the value of $750,000. In the Northern Territory, a whopping $26,000 is offered for first home buyers buying or building a new home or an established home, and no purchase price limit applies. In Western Australia, eligible first home buyers can receive a first home owner grant of up to $10,000 for buying or building a new home valued up to $1 million. In South Australia, a $15,000 grant is on offer for new residential dwellings only up to the value of $575,000. In Victoria, first home buyers buying a new home in regional Victoria are eligible for a grant of up to $20,000 or up to $10,000 for homes in cities. The maximum purchase price of eligible new homes is $750,000. In Tasmania, the first home owner grant is $20,000 for buying a new home. And in the ACT, first home buyers in our national capital are offered a $7,000 first home owner grant for a property valued at up to $750,000. The feature on how to apply for a first home owner grant was prepared by Wolfgang Müller. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.